For the next few minutes, we're going to visit Cremona, Italy. It's the hometown of Stradivarius, and it's where, for 5 weeks, the whole town had to stay quiet. The reason? Musicians and recording technicians are trying to save the unadulterated sound of the legendary instruments for all posterity. Christopher Livesay explains.
That's a Stradivarius cello inside the concert hall of the Violin Museum in Cremona, Italy. It's the same town where master luthier Antonio Stradivari crafted his storied instruments 3 centuries ago. But there's no guarantee that sound will survive for centuries more, says Fausto Cacciatori, the museum's chief conservator.
Quale sarà il suono di questi strumenti fra 200 anni?
What will these instruments sound like in 200 years? I hope they can still be played, but you never know. All it takes is one unfortunate event, an earthquake, for instance. Think about what happened to so much art during World War II.
Cacciatori says Stradivarius needs a 21st century fail-safe, and someone who understands music, but also technology. Someone like a DJ?
We have played with Chemical Brothers, with a lot of big artists during our career.
When he's not spinning records, Leonardo Tedeschi runs AudioZone, the sound engineering firm that had an idea.
To bring the sound of Stradivari and make it accessible around the world.
By recording it and saving it in a database that future composers can use to make their own music electronically. The Violin Museum in Cremona agreed and enlisted world-class musicians to play 4 instruments made by Stradivarius, as well as other masters Amati and Guarneri. But that doesn't mean recording complete songs by, say, Vivaldi or Verdi. Rather, it means painstakingly recording every possible note.
Every possible note, and even more difficult, every note transition. So like, na na, na na, na na. From one note to all the other one in the same string, it is a very complicated process, so there will be several 100,000 files to be edited.
But not so fast. Tedeschi takes me outside the museum to show me the thorn in his side. A woman drags a suitcase across the cobblestones. Then, a street sweeper. You name it. If it's close enough to the concert hall, it's audible to the 32 hypersensitive microphones during recording.
Every time that we hear this sound will mix with our frequencies of the instrument, and so we cannot use that sound in our product.
So Tedeschi went to the mayor of Cremona.
My name is Gianluca Galimberti.
And asked for help. Lucky for him, the mayor is also the president of the Stradivarius Foundation. He understood what they needed was
the silence around the Museum of Violin, but I think that we understood the importance of the project.
So he asked the people of Cremona to please keep it down and block traffic around the concert hall during recordings. On this wintry day, a security guard stands watch beside a metal barricade.
Buongiorno.
I tiptoe past him into the quiet zone.
This is what it sounds like when an entire neighborhood has to take a vow of silence.
Try they might, it's impossible to block out all the sound all the time, says Thomas Caritica, the chief recording engineer inside the concert hall.
You hear it. Let me just put this up. What we're now doing is
where they slam a car door outside.
You can barely hear it on the second pluck. But it's enough to contaminate the recording and throw off the musicians. After playing for 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 5 straight weeks, they finally wrapped up earlier this month. It's a level of devotion Antonio Stradivari would likely appreciate. After all, attention to detail is what makes a Stradivarius a Stradivarius. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Livesay in Cremona, Italy.